At a deep level, I don't know how far to delve in here, but I will try. At a deep level, when a person's narcissistic supply is inadequate, the person feels empty and hollow. Then the person feels anxious about needing an audience and needing a supplier. So he gets annoyed and angry and envies the very people, it's like biting the hand that feeds him, he envies the very people who give him what he needs because he realizes at some level he can't live without them. So what he's done is projected or evacuated his need into the audience. But when there is no audience, the next move for a person like that is to become paranoid because they put their neediness and they feel humiliated by having so much need and they feel ashamed and weak and that they're going to be attacked for having these needs. So they misperceive their experiences. His experience was that Peter Alexander was attacking him because Trump became paranoid. He was unable to see hear the praise or the need for him to say something positive because by then, if a narcissistic person is not getting his supplies, which by then it was clear that he wasn't, no rallies, he couldn't even leave to play golf. If he's not getting his supplies, underneath narcissism lies paranoid anxiety. And in fact, the deepest levels here are that even grandiosity is a compensatory feeling to compensate for paranoid anxiety about need, about vulnerability, and about hating the people who can give him something that he can't give himself.